Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, yo!
What up, man? How
Happy
you doing,
Friday.
Kid?
How you doing? How you doing over there?
Hey, come on. What are you doing over there?
Folks, let's keep it moving. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, huh?
Can't hear anything. I think you have me on talkback or something.
Oh, there we go. God, I do. Look at that.
For God's sakes.
It worked out, though. It worked out. We're all good. I'm distracted this morning. I'm trying to make it so we don't get stuck here like past, I don't know, maybe 10:30 this morning.
It's Friday. He wants to get on and start drinking.
I'm trying to 21 skadoosh out of here as soon as the show's over. So we're going to see. But
it's rainy. I want to go home and take a nap.
It's a nap day for show. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. I'm going to have a few of those this weekend, plus other great stuff coming this summer. So check them out, Bud Distributing. All right, hit us with it, Hunter.
Nice, man. NBA tonight, Brooklyn going to be in Detroit, 7 o'clock. Indiana going to be in Dallas at 8:30. Saturday games, Detroit going to be in Washington, 8 o'clock. Chicago going to be over in San Antonio at 8:30. Moving on, NCAA men's college basketball. Some of that happening over the weekend, my friends. Let's see. I'm going to go through some of the ones that you may know, some of the most important ones. You know what? Hell with it. Michigan's the only Big Ten team in it. So,
really?
Michigan.
No.
Dude, it's it.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And you know what? The Big Ten was stout.
Yeah.
Some good teams, man, this year. Well, I'm telling you. I thought it was going to be more than just one right now.
Well, they're always kind of contenders. You got Illinois, which has got a good team. You got You got Wisconsin. They always have a pretty solid team. Michigan, which is hit or miss sometimes. But, the Big Ten is always contenders. Always.
Always. But Michigan, the last one, holding on strong. Hold on strong, Wolverines. At number one, Michigan, going to be playing Florida State 5 o'clock on Sunday. Oh, you can catch that on our sister station, WSJM.
I hope they beat the hell out of Florida State. Florida State, like in basketball, is one of those. Florida and Florida State are always just like, God, I hate them. They're always there.
You know what's weird? It seems like Michigan plays Florida State a lot.
Yeah.
Around this time in March Madness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn, dude. The Big Ten's got, I mean, Purdue's in there. You got Penn State, and Northwestern. Yeah. Are they the only one? No.
They're the only one? Michigan's the only one.
Wow.
Damn, you might have to cheer for the Wolverines this weekend, baby. Let's go.
No, let's see. Yeah, I'm just looking at the rest of this. Who else has got it? Man, oh, man, that's crazy.
You got South Carolina, Georgia Tech, Stanford, and Missouri State. No, I'm sorry. That's women's basketball.
That's women's. Because when you said Missouri State, because Kiki is a big Missouri State Bears fan, and so she's been rooting them on through the tournament as well. So,
all right, real quick. Saturday's games, Loyola Chicago going to be in Oregon State, Baylor at Villanova, Arkansas, and Oral Roberts, Houston and Syracuse, Gonzaga and Creighton. Michigan, Florida State, Alabama, and UCLA, USC, and Oregon.
Why on God's green earth is there a school called Oral Roberts?
Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts.
Hey, what school do you go? I don't want to say.
Oral Roberts. You got to say that the whole game, too, as the announcer.
Oral Roberts.
What school did you go to? Oh, I went to Oral Roberts.
Is that an adult guy? Is that adult film school? What are you talking about? What'd you study?
What'd you do? Yeah. Oh, jeez. All right, moving on real quick. You got to keep going. NHL, I'm sorry, Predators beat the Red Wings last night. 7-1. Jesus.
Woo!
Blackhawks beating the Panthers 3-0. Quick story here. Golf. I wanted to get to this because this cracks me up, man. Golf news. Michael Jordan's new golf course, the Grove 23. Seems like it was designed just for Michael Jordan himself. It gives him the best chance of beating professionals. Jordan is well known for placing bets and often having money riding on any game he's playing. Pro golfer Ricky Fowler explained that Jordan set up the fairways in such a way that gives Jordan an advantage over big hitting pros. I guess it's good to be the boss and the coach, but That's pretty funny, dude. I'm going to set this up so I'm going to win every damn. He is so competitive, dude. It cracks me up.
Almost to
a
fault.
I will build a $1 billion golf course and set it up in such a way that only Michael Jordan will prevail.
Boy, I'm trying to think what they would need to do so you and I would beat anybody. They'd have to set it up pretty, like the holes would have to be like 3 meters across. And
right, and trick holes. Yeah. Like you just let everybody tee off and you're like, oh, it looks like the hole's over here, but it's over here, guys. You shot it at the wrong hole.
It's got a giant magnet in there, and our golf balls are the only one that has metal inside of it.
No, we have like Willy Wonka. You just blow the whistle, and a bunch of Oompa Loompas like come out of the woods, and they like move your ball closer to the hole.
I like it. Or they just murder the other golfers. That's how we do it. Oompa Loompa doobity dee. No more golf for you, but for me. I don't know what they
got. It's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take it. We'll end sports on that. That was pretty good.
Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts. All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Brock. Sorry. Hey, what's up?
Rock 106. CYRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Go.
7:21, Brock Hunter.
Real quick, I just watched a Vanilla Ice video. He took a tour of his house.
Yeah.
Dude, he is balling. For doing what he did as long ago as he did it, he's balling. He's balling, man.
You have to think, man, like anybody, even if they make poor life choices, you got to think about, hold on, let's see here real quick.
How much is he worth? Dude, you should see his Florida home. Oh, my God. Elevators, pools.
Let's see.
Cars.
Ice Baby was released in 89.
Yeah. People are still buying it, apparently, because, damn.
His net worth is $12 million.
He's doing something. He's selling. There's some cocaine in there or something.
Well, you got to think about it. I mean, that song had to go. I mean, what did that reach?
Dude, his house is worth more than $12 million. Sure.
Well, probably when he bought it. He had more money back in the day, you know?
Yeah. And didn't he do like a bunch of house repair? He had his own show for a while.
But then he got busted for like stealing tools. I don't know.
Yeah. But something's going on.
Anyway, enough about Vanilla Ice. We got to do sports. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
I got to play the sounder too. So
you got to hit the button.
Hey, you know what? Let me do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Go ahead. Read your sports.
We're ready to do it with the sponsor again.
Okay, fine. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. I'm going to Bud distribute you. I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
Well, you going to get me drunk and make me happy?
That's what I'm going to do. Exactly.
NBA tonight, Brooklyn going to be in Detroit at 7 o'clock. Indiana going to be in Dallas at 8:30. Saturday games. Detroit over in Washington, 8 o'clock. Chicago going to be in San Antonio at 8:30. NCAA men's college basketball. I think that's what everybody's anticipating for the weekend. Some big games. I'm just going to go through them real quick. Sweet 16, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday's games. Loyola, Chicago going to be playing Oregon State. Baylor and Villanova, 5:15. Arkansas and Oral Roberts. It's an adult film school. 7:25, that game's going to be played. Houston going to be in Syracuse or playing Syracuse at 9:55. Sunday games, Gonzaga. You'll be playing Creighton at 2:10. Michigan, come on, baby, let's go. Going to be playing Florida State at 5 o'clock. You can catch that on WSJM. Number 2, Alabama, going to be playing UCLA at 7:15. USC going to be playing Oregon at 9:45. Some big games of the weekend. A whole weekend full of college basketball. So,
what is Mouth Favors Johnson School doing? Are they playing or no?
No, they got booted by Oral Roberts. What a name! Like, you got to discuss that. Like, all right, you know, wait, this guy's got a lot of money. He's paying us a lot of money, and he wants his name to be part of it.
Like, I'd feel, if I didn't know, If I didn't know that that school existed and I saw someone wearing an Oral Roberts University, I'd be like, ah, that's a funny shirt. Where'd you get that? My college. Yeah, no, really, where'd you get it? Right. Yeah, my college called Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts. You had to be looking for the Bang Bro symbol in the corner or fake taxi or something.
They take everyone to school in that van. It's like, what? What is going on? Their Bang Bus? Hop on the Bang Bus. Let's go to Oral Roberts, everyone.
It's crazy. All the kids want to attend that school. It's
wild. Yeah. All dudes. Dude, where are the chicks, man? This is Oral Roberts. Dude, what else? There's nothing else important enough to besides Oral Roberts. All right?
Sports, that's what we talk about all Friday.
Sports is ruined. As soon as you said Oral Roberts, sports got ruined, Hunter.
Foul on number 69, Oral Roberts.
Every player's number 69. I don't get it.
That's weird. Dude, I'm going to be watching that game on Saturday. That's all I'm going to be thinking about now.
Yeah, just, all right, when's the good part coming? All right.
A halftime show?
A lot of foreplay in this one, man. I don't know what's going on. All right, I get it. There's basketball. I'm here for the other stuff, man. Yeah.
All right, for God's sakes, moving on. Pro football. Chicago Bears picked up a QB from Oral Roberts. No, they didn't. The Chicago Bears sent out a tweet featuring quarterback Andy Dalton in a Bears uniform with the message QB1. The team pretty much announcing that Dalton will be the starter. Many fans of the Bears are less than thrilled to have Dalton as the starter. And you can imagine the internet has jokes. Dude, I almost kind of feel bad for the guy now.
Yeah.
Dalton. What if he just comes out and he kills it, though? It's not going to happen because it's the Bears. It never happens with the Bears.
The Bears made the playoffs last year. And
they're not bad.
They're not bad. And people forget that. It's easy to focus on the negative.
They just can't find a QB. That's the Bears' problem. They've never had a QB.
Yeah, other than, I think, McMahon all those years ago. But even then, it wasn't him that got them, to where they were. It was their defense. Right. It was their defense.
Chicago. Listen up. Chicago. You had Michael Jordan. You got Michael Jordan somehow. You can find a quarterback.
No, I think that's the problem. Whoever ran whoever ran Chicago at that time made a deal with the effing devil saying, look, we got to have something, man. And at that point, too, they were still riding high from the 85 Bears. I don't know. I'm
85
not a
Bears, yeah.
So they're riding high. They're like, no. We got this, guys. The Bears are fine. So Satan's there. He's like, yes, sell me your soul, Chicago. And he's like, all right, fine. Yeah, we'll sell you our soul. Just give us a great basketball player.
Give us Michael Jordan.
And then at that point, they didn't realize that the devil playing his little tricks was like, hey, you'll never win another football championship again.
Again.
That's what it is. Yeah.
All right. But then the Cubs did it, though. The Cubs came back and won
I think they just let the Cubs win because we were tired of hearing about the curse and the Cubs losing and everything. It was like, all right, let's just give them this one so they shut up for a little bit.
Hey, real quick, speaking of Michael Jordan, golf news. Michael Jordan has a new course. It's the Grove 23. This is funny, dude. It seems like it was designed for Michael Jordan to play himself. It gives himself the best chance of beating professionals. Michael Jordan, well known for placing bets and often having money riding on basically anything he does. Pro golfer Ricky Fowler explained that Jordan set up the fairways in such a way. It sounds like he was like bitching. Like Jordan beat him at the end of the round. They interviewed. How was the round, Ricky? He set it up. He set the fairways up the way he wants them. So the average big hitters like us pros can't play good over here. And he stomps off walking through his slacks.
You know what? I do love Michael Jordan, but I hope that he just every single pro beats him every single time. I hope they come in and just play their best game ever.
See,
and let you suck
they can't.
Michael.
You can't. Here's the thing with Michael Jordan, and I don't think you can. Nobody can play their best around him because you're around Michael Jordan. There's just something about that guy, dude. The air is so thick around Michael Jordan. You can't swing. You can't shoot anything. It's just.
I could beat
him. In his presence, you're crippled.
I'll beat him.
And what?
Hey, I went to Oral Roberts, okay? I can beat Michael Jordan. All right. Is that all you got?
That's it, man.
Good enough. Cashed out. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.